back in March, when people were first starting to get vaccinated, mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme rolled out the free donut with the vaccination thing.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And people were like, oh, some people were like, oh, that's really cool. Great. Free donuts. Other people were like, oh, you're contributing to the obesity problem. You know, no one said you had to get it. They weren't forcing donuts on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like if you got vaccinated and you wanted a donut, they'd give you one. It wasn't like you had to have one. But it did start kind of a trend of a vaccination and then you get rewarded somehow. Six Flags around the country are offering free admission if you show a fully vaccinated card.
Mm-hmm.
New Jersey, famously, it's called a shot and a beer, which is if you get a shot, we'll give you a free beer. There's all these different bars that are participating. Connecticut, Illinois followed suit. Same thing. Free drinks, free alcohol. New York City had a couple of things. Free Mets tickets and Yankees tickets if you got vaccinated. Chicago did free concerts. Maryland did $100. Detroit did $50. We talked about last week, Ohio, the famous $1 million lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And for the youngins, 4 years of tuition for free. So not to be outdone, today, West Virginia has topped them all.
Oh, great.
And we have to discuss what they should call it because it's actually kind of funny. The state will give away 5 custom hunting rifles,
nice,
and 5 custom shotguns through a lottery with drawings taking place in like the end of June.
Mm.
And you have to go get vaccinated. That's the whole idea, that if you get vaccinated and then you get a lottery ticket. And then if you get at least one dose of the vaccine by June 20th, you're eligible to register for, I'm calling it, get a shot, give a shot.
I just love that somebody sat in a room going, I don't know, what do people in West Virginia like? Heroin? Can't give that away. Methadone? No.
No, still not good.
They do love that, though, but crystal meth? No. hookers? Nah. Guns? Yes, let's do guns. We can do guns. I don't think that's going to really force people in West Virginia because they got their own guns. I mean, you have to have guns when you move to West Virginia. It's
right,
a law.
But these are custom guns. Imagine
they all
you
have
get like
custom
some
guns. It's a law.
But these are free. Maybe you have one gun. Now you're going to have 4.
No, they all have their own guns.
It's more guns. Yeah, it's just more guns. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if people are going to do that. I guess the lottery is working because more and more people have signed up for
right.
a chance to win the lottery.
Right.
But I don't know how that's incentive to get a shot.
Xenon936 said, be right back, going to get my COVID shot.
Yeah, I mean, for a gun, a custom gun. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That sounds pretty good. But if you're really against getting the vaccine, nothing is really going to convince you.
Well, I guess, you know, they must do some sort of research to find out, like, who are the people not getting vaccinated? What would motivate them? Like Detroit, they figured out people that are not getting vaccinated in Detroit, they don't want all that free shit. They want money.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll pay you $50 to come get vaccinated. You know, Ohio, $1 million. A lot of places, Maryland, $100 is the incentive. So they have to figure out who's not getting vaccinated. It's amazing to me that so many people are like against getting vaccinated. Why would you want this pandemic to continue to go on? I don't get it. Like, I was so thrilled when I found out that I can finally get vaccinated, when my age group came up,
mm-hmm.
I showed up there. The place was packed. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to wait all day if I have to. I was holding back tears, standing there, being like, this is finally going to be over. I can go to the grocery store and not freak out. I don't have to wear 2 masks when I go someplace that I feel uncomfortable. Like, I can go outside and not wear a mask at all. I can go eat dinner and not wear a mask. You mm-hmm. know, it's for this to finally be over for a stupid shot. Who cares? It doesn't. There's no I think the problem is there were too many people that were like, well, I had a headache afterwards. Well, my arm hurt. There's more people like me who had no reaction whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I had zero reaction. It was like I didn't even, to the point where I was like, did I even get a shot? Like, did they
give me the placebo?
What? Right. Was it a placebo? Like, mm-hmm. I had zero. And because the rumor started that there was like some symptom, is a lot of people that are afraid. Our good friend Jeremy, you know, the real Jeremy,
mm-hmm.
just got his first vaccine the other day. He's canceled several times because he's heard so many horror stories. He was afraid to go. And I was like, dude, that's like a tiny percentage of people. You know, no one I know, like literally nobody I know, had any reaction whatsoever.
That's 0.11%. It's nothing. No, that should not hold you back. But I do love how the states were sitting in a room trying to figure out what to give away. It's kind of like me when I was in radio. We would sit around in a room trying to figure out what kind of prize to give away. And me, the whole time, money. Money. Right. Money works. You can never go wrong with money. Ask the somebody in West Virginia, would they rather have a gun or money? They're going to say money.
Money. Yeah.
Got my gun. Just give me money. Money is easy to get to give out. Go to Visa and get $100 Visa gift cards. The best thing we ever gave away was gift cards.
Yeah, remember we went through that also when we were first doing our syndicated show. Like, should we give away a cruise or a trip? What about Disney World? Money. We kept saying money, and finally we did a deal with, what was it, Citibank?
Mm-hmm.
They gave us $100 gift cards, and it was the most successful. And we gave away lots of great prizes all those years, but it was the $100 gift cards. People were like, yeah, give me $100.
Yeah. So that was, you just give people money. That's all they want. People in Detroit, they want money. West Virginia, money.
Money. Everybody,
if you can't give them crystal meth, give them money. For which they could go buy the crystal meth.
Buy crystal meth, exactly. Give them money to buy the crystal meth with.